As vaccines are rolled out across Colorado, health experts have noticed a glaring disparity in the number of Latino people receiving the shot. Advocates say it's partially because that community can't always be reached with the same messaging developed for the broader population. Alex Hager visited a Roaring Fork Valley group working to fix that.
We've all had to give up so much since the pandemic took its hold on life almost a full year ago. Now, vaccines line the path back to the things we've had to go without. For Rifle resident Edith Lemus, that means a trip to see loved ones.
I want to see my family. I want to hug my family. You know, I haven't seen my grandbaby for a whole year. So to me, that's the main reason. I want to be with my family, you know.
Lemus is one of hundreds getting vaccinated at a special clinic in Glenwood Springs. She was grateful just moments after getting the shot.
I feel blessed, honestly, I do, because I know there's a lot of people out there that are waiting for it, you know, and I'm like, I got selected pretty fast.
The clinic was set up by the nonprofit Voces Unidas as part of a special effort to inoculate the Latino community. The governor's office worked with organizations across the state to help bridge a gap that's left those people behind. While Latinos make up more than 20% of the state's population, they've only gotten 5% of vaccines. Alex Sanchez, who runs Voces Unidas, says that problem starts at the top.
There's not a lot of Latinos designing public health programs or designing strategies that governments are leading because we're not in a lot of those seats. And so oftentimes, the end result is that we fall a little bit behind. And we're the last kind of customer, the last client to actually tap some of these benefits, and government struggles to do that.
He says that's also partially because of the way many Latinos in Colorado are left out of the healthcare system.
Many of our community members don't have health insurance or don't have a private doctor or don't have a primary care physician or are not part of insurance plans. Therefore, we rarely get the same information that those of us who have privilege by having insurance get or by having a private doctor get.
As a result, this outreach, in partnership with the state, is focused on reaching Latinos where they are. That can be as simple as direct text messages and targeted Facebook posts, but it also means using informal networks of communication, like spreading the message at a church, or a series of radio ads in the style of radio novelas, stories with relatable characters. For example,
two peers in the community coming to a local store, talking about the local priest, and how the priest and the Pope have actually taken the vaccine.
That kind of messaging is exactly what's needed to encourage trust in the vaccine. Although it's been widely proven to be safe, surveys have shown high levels of skepticism about the shot, even among minority groups that have been hit the hardest by COVID-19. Edith Lemus says among her friends, there's worry the vaccine could come with harmful side effects.
I really haven't spoken to not one that's excited about it. They all have their doubts, you know? Yeah, it could be good, but what if, you know? And I was the same. I was in the same boat.
Lemus said, ultimately, the benefits outweighed the risks.
I'm like, why not, you know? I mean, we're all going to die one day anyway, so might as well, right? And if it helps me to live longer, why not?
And there's proof that she's not alone in wanting to get the vaccine. The 200 appointments for the Glenwood Springs Clinic filled quickly. Blanca Useta O'Leary is with Voces Unidas and volunteered to help run the clinic.
We asked, like, do you have a hesitancy, any questions? And they said, nope. Everybody's like, you know, they'll tell you, like, you know, I have arthritis, I have this, I'm taking this, you know, blood pressure medicine. And so we talk about all of that. But outside of that, no, everybody's just grateful to be able to get the vaccine.
Not only are they grateful for the vaccine, but Useta O'Leary said they're also thankful for one more unique touch of the setup in Glenwood Springs.
I do not know how many vaccination locations has Mexican hot chocolate and tamales. We have three types. People are thrilled to be here. And then in the waiting area with, you know, covered up, socially distanced, you can eat a little tamale real quick, too.
But once those tamales are eaten and 200 vaccines are administered, Voces Unidas leaders say there's a lot more work to do. Local nonprofits are just scratching the surface when it comes to fixing health inequity, and they say there's a long road ahead to make sure public health is serving the entire public. Alex Hager, Aspen Public Radio News.